Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Memory Craft by Lynn Kelly explores how human beings have achieved remarkable feats of recall long before modern note-taking and digital search. Drawing on the history of memory methods and the author's research into indigenous knowledge traditions, classical rhetoric, and contemporary memory sport techniques, the book frames memory as a learnable craft rather than a rare talent. Kelly connects ancient strategies like the method of loci with hands-on, tangible memory systems that use place, story, and objects to store complex information. The emphasis is practical. Readers are guided to build memory structures that fit everyday life, from remembering names and speeches to studying technical material. At the same time, the book argues that externalizing knowledge into well-designed cues can deepen understanding, creativity, and long-term retention. By blending cultural history, cognitive insights, and step-by-step experimentation, Memory Craft presents a compelling case that powerful memory is accessible to ordinary learners willing to practice intentionally. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, memory as a skill built from cues, not a fixed gift. A central message of the book is that strong memory is less about having an exceptional brain and more about building reliable retrieval cues. Kelly frames remembering as an active process. You design prompts that make information easy to reconstruct later. This perspective shifts attention away from passive rereading and toward techniques that force association, structure, and deliberate practice. The book emphasizes that forgetting often happens because information was never encoded with enough distinctive hooks, or because those hooks were not rehearsed in a meaningful way. By treating memory like a craft, the reader can adopt a mindset similar to learning a musical instrument. Progress comes from method, feedback, and routine. Kelly also highlights how memory is intertwined with understanding. When you compress ideas into images, locations, narratives, or objects, you must decide what the ideas mean and how they relate, which strengthens comprehension. This topic sets the foundation for everything else. The best technique is the one that reliably produces vivid, unique cues and a repeatable path back to the target information. Readers are encouraged to start small, test what works, and steadily expand their personal toolkit. Secondly, the method of loci and the power of place-based thinking. Kelly gives substantial attention to place-based memory, commonly known as the method of loci or memory palace technique. The core principle is to store information along a familiar route or within a well-known location, then retrieve it by mentally walking through that space. The book explains why this works so well. Humans are naturally strong at remembering environments, landmarks, and spatial relationships. By leveraging that innate capacity, abstract material becomes anchored to concrete points in a sequence. Kelly treats the technique not as a party trick, but as a flexible framework for everyday and academic use. Readers learn that the key is to make the images striking and specific, and to keep the route stable so retrieval becomes automatic. The book also addresses practical issues such as choosing a palace that matches the volume of information, preventing interference when reusing locations, and designing routes that support different kinds of material, including lists, speeches, and conceptual frameworks. Place-based memory becomes a foundation on which other methods can be layered, turning the environment into a mental filing system that is both durable and surprisingly enjoyable to maintain. Thirdly, tangible memory devices and memory scaffolds beyond the mind. One of the distinctive contributions of Memory Craft is its focus on physical, tangible supports for memory, inspired by historical and indigenous practices. Rather than treating memory as purely internal, Kelly explores how objects, marks, and crafted artifacts can serve as structured prompts that guide recall. The idea is not to replace understanding with a cheat sheet, but to build a scaffold that triggers a much richer body of knowledge. A small set of cues can unlock a large narrative, a sequence of procedures, or a body of interconnected facts. This topic broadens the reader's options beyond purely mental imagery. It also makes memory methods more accessible to people who prefer hands-on learning or who struggle to sustain vivid mental pictures. Kelly encourages experimentation with creating personal cue sets, arranging them spatially, and linking them with stories and journeys so that retrieval is predictable. The result is a hybrid system. The artifact holds the structure, while the mind supplies the depth. For study, teaching, and long-term projects, these scaffolds can reduce cognitive load and preserve knowledge that might otherwise fade without regular use. Fourthly, story, emotion, and meaning as retention accelerators, Kelly repeatedly returns to the role of narrative and emotion in making memories stick. Dry facts are hard to retain because they lack distinctive features and do not naturally invite retrieval. When information is converted into a story, a character interaction, or a surprising image, it gains sequence, causality, and emotional color. These elements create multiple pathways for recall. You can remember what happened next, why it happened, or how it felt. The book highlights how exaggeration, humor, and vivid sensory detail are not childish add-ons, but functional tools for building durable memories. Meaning also matters. If a learner can connect new information to existing knowledge, personal goals, or real-world applications, the memory becomes less fragile. Kelly's approach encourages readers to compress complex material into memorable scenes that still preserve conceptual accuracy. This is especially useful for speeches, presentations, and exam preparation, where recall must be fluent under pressure. By combining story with spatial structure, readers can create memory journeys that feel like re-watching a sequence of scenes, making retrieval faster and more reliable than trying to pull isolated facts from a mental pile. Lastly, designing a personal practice for study, work, and lifelong learning, beyond individual techniques, MemoryCraft emphasizes building a sustainable practice. Kelly shows that the biggest gains come when methods are adapted to the reader's real needs and used consistently. This topic covers choosing the right tool for the job, whether that is remembering names, mastering course material, learning a language, or organizing a large body of professional knowledge. The book encourages readers to think in systems: how information will be encoded, where it will be stored, how it will be reviewed, and how it will be updated. Spaced repetition and regular retrieval are treated as essential companions to any mnemonic method, because even the best cues weaken without use. Kelly also addresses common obstacles such as overload, boredom, and the temptation to revert to passive study habits. The reader is guided to start with small, satisfying projects, then scale up to more ambitious memory structures. Over time, memory work becomes a creative activity rather than a chore, reinforcing confidence and mental agility. The long-term promise is not perfect recall of everything, but the ability to hold on to what matters, retrieve it quickly, and integrate new learning with a growing internal map of knowledge. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want practical memory improvement, but also care about where memory methods come from and why they work. Students preparing for exams, professionals who must retain complex information, speakers, teachers, and lifelong learners will find usable approaches that go beyond generic study advice. It can benefit daily life by turning forgetting from a source of stress into a solvable design problem, create better cues, store them in stable structures, and rehearse through retrieval. The techniques can improve confidence in meetings, reduce time spent relearning, and deepen understanding by forcing you to organize ideas into meaningful patterns. Compared with many memory books that focus narrowly on competitive tricks or simple list memorization, MemoryCraft stands out for its breadth. Kelly connects classic tools like the method of loci with tangible and culturally informed memory scaffolds, offering options for different learning styles. The book's emphasis on building systems, not just stunts, makes it easier to apply the methods to real curricula and long-term goals. If you are looking for a well-researched, practice-oriented guide that respects both cognitive science insights and historical tradition, this is a worthwhile purchase that can keep paying off as your knowledge grows. If you would like to support Lynn Kelly, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.